Hey, 朋友们，早安。
Good morning, brothers and sisters and friends.
I really want to welcome those of you who are here for the first time. Go ahead.
欢迎第一次来的朋友还有弟兄。
There is a distinctive about our church. I promise I will not preach in English. There is a distinctive about our church.
我们的教会有一个特色。
And that is when we worship on Sundays, the English-speaking and the Mandarin-speaking brothers and sisters worship together.
我们聚会的时候是跟中文跟英文大家一起。
This is because we love the unity that we can have in Christ.
Sorry.
We love the unity we have in Christ.
因为我们爱在基督里面的合一。Thank you.
Of course, it comes with its challenges, like what you're observing right now.
当然会有一些挑战。
But I think it's worthwhile.
可是我觉得是值得的。
So we very much enjoy you being here with us.
所以我们很高兴你们可以跟我们在一起。
And I hope you enjoy this very distinctive way of worship this morning.
然后我希望你们会
享受
这种敬拜，
特殊的
敬拜。
Okay. 好，我们今天继续看提摩太前书第一章啊第四章。
Okay, so we'll continue looking at 1 Timothy chapter 4.
我们看提摩太前书第四章第十二节。
We'll be looking at 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 12.
今天很难得，我们只看一节经文。
And we'll only be looking at one verse today.
但是是一个我们非常熟悉的经文。
But it's a verse that we're all very familiar with.
希望呢，今天求主能够光照我们。
We hope that the Lord will be with us.
让我们在这节经文上面能够看到神自己的心意
，so that we can see the heart of our God，
也能够在一个我们很熟悉的经文上面可以更深一层的认识神
，so that we can have a deeper understanding of our God。
更重要的是能够认识神在我们每一个人的生命当中，他所给我们的旨意。
Of course, also to recognize the will for our lives。
我们一起来读，我们先用中文读这第二十二节，然后。请英文的弟兄姐妹们也一起来开声的这个开口的出声的读。
So we'll first read in Chinese in unison and then followed by English.
提摩太前书第四章第十二节，请不可叫人小看你年轻，总要在言语、行为、爱心、信心、清洁上都做信徒的榜样。
First Timothy chapter 4 verse 12.Read in unison in English. Let no one despise you for your youth, but set the believers an example in speech, in conduct, in love, in faith, in purity.
好，一头祷告。
Let us pray together.
天父，我们感谢你。
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you.
因为你将你的话语赐给了我们。
Because you have given us your word.
将你的心意向我们显明。
And you revealed your heart to us.
你也赐给我们圣灵，让我们能够清楚的来了解你的话语。
And you've given us the Holy Spirit to help us to understand your word.
求主你让你自己的话语进入到我们每一个人的心中。
May you allow your words to enter into our hearts.
教导我们如何能够明白，并且能够活出你的话语。
To teach us to understand your word and to live out your word.
祝福我们以下的时间。
May you bless the time.
这样祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray all this in Jesus' name.
Amen. 今天讲到的题目是做人的榜样。
And the topic for today's message is to be an example.
这个题目事实上呢也不容易讲。
This is actually a hard topic to talk about.
为什么呢
？Why?
因为如果今天题目讲到的题目是做人的榜样。
Because if the topic today is about being an example,
那你首先我们在听这个道的人，我们心里面要有一个怎么样的一个心意啊
？So when you first hear of this topic, what should our hearts be?
是我们要做，我们愿意去做人的榜样，对不对？
So it should be our willingness to be a good an example for us.
可是我们绝大部分的人可能平常我们的心里面的想法和态度是我不要做人的榜样。
But a lot of us may think to ourselves that a lot of times we don't want to be an example for others.
那如果我们不愿意做人的榜样，那我怎么去听一个做人榜样的道干什么呢？
If I myself am not willing to be an example, why do I want to listen to a sermon regarding being an example?
所以是一个不容易的题目。
So it's actually a very difficult topic.
可是神要我们学这个题目。
But God wants us to learn about this topic.
所以感谢神，我们提摩太前书一路一路读下来，读到这节，那我们非得要看它不可。
So praise God that as we're reading the passages through 1 Timothy chapter 4, we come to now this passage which we have to talk about.
所以我们今天我们自己我们需要回答两个问题，对不对？
So today we need to answer two questions.
第一是为什么要做人的榜样？
And number one is, why do we need to be a good example?
然后再来才是如何做人的榜样。
And then second, how do we become a good example?
然后呢，我们不能只讲理论。
And we can't just talk about principles and theories.
我们要讲我怎么样来做人的榜样。
And we have to talk about how am I going to be a good an example.
小时候在学校里面
when I was younger in school,
总是有一群学生
There's always this group of students.
与众不同。
They're very different.
他们叫做什么呢？
What are they called?
模范生。
They're called the model students.
Right. Or in English, maybe like the valedictorians of the school.
Okay, valedictorians.
Valedictorians of the school. These are unique type of people in the school. 我说他们是一个与众不同的一群学生。
And I say that they're very different.
因为我从来就不是模范生。
Because I myself, I'm never a valedictorian.
他们跟我没关系。
They have no relation to me.
模范生是怎么样的一个学生呢？
What type of a student is a valedictorian?
叫做模范生是因为他应该是成为其他人的模范或榜样，对不对？
They're called valedictorian because they need to be an example that other students look up to.
可是呢，当学校或老师称他们为模范生的时候，他们所要让人模范的榜样是什么？
So when the school calls them valedictorian, what type of example are they to show to the students, to the other students?
是不是他们合群？
Is it because they have unity? Or
they're team players. 是不是他们脾气很好，笑脸常开，喜欢帮助人？
Is it because they're mild-mannered and they're friendly and they're always willing to help people?
或者是他们跑步跑得特别快?
Or they're really fast in a race?
不是。
No.
他们是模范生,为什么?
Because they're valedictorians, why?
因为他功课好。
Because they have good grades.
他们是全班第一名。
They're number one in their class.
所以他呢,要做人的模范。
So they're the models for other students.
那对我来讲呢?
But to me,
一般只有一个模范生。
There's only one valedictorian per class.
对不对? 那既然不是我,所以这样的人跟我没关系。
So if it's not me, then there's no relation. I have nothing to do with them.
我没有想,这虽然是一个好像很幼稚,很可笑的一个比喻。
But this may be a juvenile example or an attitude.
但是我们事实上平常我们日常生活里面我们多半有这样的一个思想。
But we also have these similar thoughts in our everyday life.
我们说要做人表率，要做人模范。
表率。We want to be an example to other people.
Yeah, we want to model for them. 可是这些人跟我没有关系。
But these people have no relation to me. I have nothing to do with them.
他们可以做他们带头的事情，他们可以有他们的这个模范，但是呢，我不用去学他们。
They can lead in their certain way, and they have a certain way of being an example to others, but I don't need to follow them.
那我们今天可以探讨一下为什么有这样的一个心态。
So we can discuss this morning on why do we have this type of these thoughts or this attitude.
我们家的小孩现在去上的这个小学。
The elementary school that my kids are attending now.
他们也表扬模范生。
They also have valedictorians
or
model students.
但是他有三种奖他来表扬。
There's three ways for them to be a model student.
第一， 你是学业出众。
Number one is that you have to
academic excellence.
You have to have academic excellence.
这是一个奖。
That's the first point.
那第二个奖是什么呢？是品德出众。
The second award that they give out is good character.
Okay, 学校教导他们品德，他们如果学习到了，他们就得奖。
So if the school teaches them about good character and they display good character, then they receive the award.
第三种是什么？叫做努力上进奖。
And the third is award for hardworking.
那我们取笑他为不聪明也没有品德的安慰奖。
So we call this award someone that's, that doesn't have good character and they're not very bright.
But they try.
But they try.
当然我们是开玩笑，这个是努力上进的是当老师看见这个孩子在某一些层面上面他有困难，可是这个孩子很花功夫去克服他的这个困难的一个奖，这是一个很值得骄傲的一个奖。
So this award is actually something to sort of be proud of, because this is an award given to a student where the teacher sees that they are having difficulty in a certain topic, but they are working hard to improve themselves in that particular topic.
我觉得我们这个学校他们能注重这三方面是非常值得我们去学习的。
I think that these three awards that are given by the school is something that we can learn from.
因为他们把这些方面学术品德跟一个努力上进的这个心态成为了这些其他学生的一个表率和学习的目的。
Because these three awards, they've given their teaching students to pursue these three areas.
在圣经里面，提摩太前书第四章第十二节，使徒保罗跟提摩太说，你要做信徒的榜样。
And here in 1 Timothy chapter 4, we see that Paul tells Timothy that he needs to be an example for the believers.
因为这些所提到的品德是值得人去学习的。
Because the conduct given by these, this example is for people to learn.
神说你要成为人的榜样，因为这是值得人学习的，并且人应当要去学习的。
Because God says that these examples are beneficial for people to learn.
我们要来看一下保罗是用什么样的一个心态来教导提摩太呢？
So here we should look at what type of attitude did Paul have when he taught Timothy these things.
从保罗的角度来说，做人榜样是什么？
So what's Paul's perspective in being an example to people?
我们首先回到提摩太前书第一章，我们来看。
So let's first return to 1 Timothy chapter 1.
提摩太前书一章十二到十六节。
Chapter 1, verse 12 to 16.
保罗在写给提摩太的这一封书信一开始的时候，保罗，你看在第十六节他这样说。第一章第十六节。
And he says this in verse 16 in chapter 1.
保罗说，我蒙了怜悯，是因耶稣基督要在我这罪魁身上显明他一切的忍耐，给后来信他得永生的人做榜样。
Verse 16, he says, But I received mercy for this reason, that in me, as the foremost, Jesus Christ might display his perfect patience as an example to those who were to believe in him for eternal life.
所以保罗说，这叫做做榜样，我要给人做榜样。
So this is what it means to be an example. I need to be an example.
可是他给人的榜样是什么榜样呢？
But what type of an example is he displaying or showing?
是他自己的品德高尚吗？
Is it because he of his great character?
是因为他自己的品德出众吗？
Is it because of his display of good character?
不是。
No.
他所要做的榜样是让人能够借着他的生命看见主耶稣基督。
So the example that he shows is that he wants people to see Jesus. In the example that he's
让那些后来信神的人能够因为保罗的生命 能够看见一个属于神的人的榜样。
So that when other people see his life, they can see that he displays a life that belongs to Christ.
不错，他努力。
Of course, he is hardworking.
但是更重要的是，他要让神借着他的生命，能够将神自己流露出来。
But more importantly, he wants his life to show God to others.
我们从第十二节开始看。
Let's take a look at verse 12.
保罗说，我感谢那给我力量的我们的主耶稣基督，因他以我有忠心，派我服侍他。
I thank him who has given me strength, Christ Jesus our Lord, because he judged me faithful, appointing me to his service.
这是你看这是保罗的榜样。
See, here you see Paul's example.
他说我从前是亵渎神的，逼迫人的，侮慢人的。
He says, though formerly I was a blasphemer, persecutor, an insolent opponent.
然而我蒙了怜悯，因我是不信不明白的时候做的。
But I received mercy because I had acted ignorantly in just unbelief.
他说神在我的身上，我能够做的见证和榜样是什么呢？
And he's saying that what's the type of testimony that I can live out that Jesus has given me?
他说我要让你们看见第十四节，我主的恩是格外的丰富，使我在基督耶稣里有信心和爱心。
And in verse 14 he says, And the grace of our Lord overflowed for me with the faith and love that are in Christ Jesus.
他说你们看见了吗？我的生命得到了180度的转变。
So he's saying here, do you guys see that my life has turned around?
我从前是不认识神的人。
In the past, I did not know God.
我亵渎神。
I was an opponent to God.
我逼迫人，侮慢人。
I was a persecutor, I was a blasphemer.
但是今天我在主里面得着了恩典。
But today I have received grace from our Lord.
现在成为一个有信心、有爱心的人。
And now I have faith and love.
你们在我的生命当中能够看到怎么样的榜样呢？
So what can you see from the example that I'm living out?
第十五节。
In verse 15,
从我的生命当中，你们可以看见这个事实，就是基督耶稣降世，为的是要拯救罪人。
So in my life, you see that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners.
我就是这个榜样。
I am this example.
他说这话是可信的，是十分可佩服的，因为我是活生生的例子。
And he's saying that this saying is trustworthy and deserving of full acceptance because I am. The living example.
你看我是好像是一个大使徒。
You see me as a great apostle.
大家都因为我传的福音信神。
And everyone comes to the Lord because of the message that I
proclaim. 大家喜欢听我教圣经。
Everybody likes to hear me teach
God's word. 可是你知道吗？
But did you know?
他说我是在罪人中，我是一个罪魁。
Out of all the sinners, I am the worst of these sinners.
这是我在你们面前的一个榜样。
This is the example I have set before you.
所以第十六节他说，然而我蒙了怜悯，是因耶稣基督要在我这罪魁身上显明他一切的忍耐。
But in verse 16 he says, But I received mercy for this reason, that in me as the foremost, Jesus Christ might display his perfect patience,As an example for those who were to believe in him for eternal life.
对，给那些因为我所传的福音能够得永生的人，可以看见一个榜样。
So that he can be an example for those that will believe in Jesus for eternal life.
保罗非常重视做榜样这件事。
Paul emphasizes often about being an example.
我们来看一节。经文腓立比书第四章第九节。
Let's take a look at Philippians chapter 4, verse 9.
保罗跟腓立比的信徒这样子说。
Paul says this to the believers in Philippi.
你们在我身上所学习的、所领受的、所听见的、所看见的，这些事你们都要去行。赐平安的神就必与你们同在。
What you have learned and received and heard and seen in me, practice these things, and the God of peace will be with you.
他这样子相同的这个交代，在腓立比书第三章十七节也讲，哥林多前书四章十六节， 帖撒罗尼迦后书三章七到九节同样的重复这些话语。
And he repeats these teachings in Philippians chapter 3 verse 17, 1 Corinthians chapter 4 verse 16, and 2 Thessalonians chapter 3 verse 7 to 9.
所以我们看见保罗他不断地跟这些信徒他带领信徒的信徒包括像提摩太太这些带出来的牧者们他说你们要学我的榜样。
So he emphasizes this to all the people that he's led, such as Timothy, that he needs to be an example and follow my example.
但是我们要所以但是我们看保罗他当然可以叫人要求人以他为榜样对不对
But here, of course, we can say that, of course, Paul can say, follow his example.
他知道他自己神学知识丰富。
And he knows that he is well-versed in God's word.
他知道他自己的事工是带着圣灵的能力。
And he knows that his ministry is empowered by the Holy Spirit.
所以他可以要求人来以他作为榜样。
Of course, he can request others to follow his example.
可是如果保罗真的是用这样的心态来叫人做榜样，他好像有点自大，有点自负。
But if Paul uses this type of attitude to tell people to follow his example, it seems rather arrogant of him.
在这个世上，当我们看见有人要以自己为人的榜样的时候，我们通常怎么样子？就是看看，就是说你这个人有点自大。
When someone in this world, in today's time, tries to say to people follow his example, we may think that, oh, this person is really prideful and arrogant.
你凭什么？
Who are you to say to follow your example?
你凭什么？你以为你是谁啊？
Who do you think you are?
可是保罗是这样的一个心态的人吗？
But did Paul have this type of attitude?
不是。
No.
你看，在哥林多前书15:19的时候，保罗他自己怎么称呼自己？
So let's take a look at 1 Corinthians chapter 15, chapter 15 verse 19. Let's take a look at
15 verse 9.
1 Corinthians chapter 15 verse 9 what Paul refers to himself as
他说我原是使徒中最小的不配称为使徒的
For I am the least of the apostles unworthy to be called an apostle
然后呢在以弗所书第三章第八节
And also in Ephesians chapter 3 verse 8
以弗所书三章第八节保罗他这样子称呼自己他说我本来是比众圣徒中最小的还小。
In Ephesians chapter 3 verse 8, To me, though I am the very least of all the saints.
如果你认为我是使徒的话我是使徒中最小的。
If you consider me an apostle, I am the least of the apostles.
那事实上你如果说你说我是一个基督徒的话我是基督徒里面最比他最小的还要小。
And if you call me a believer or a disciple, I am the least of these disciples.
然后呢当然我们刚刚在提摩太前书第一章第十六节的时候我们看见他自己说不但我是信徒中最小的还小我在罪人当中我是为首的我是罪魁。
So, and also we return to 1 Timothy chapter 1. Not only does Paul refer to himself as the least of the apostles or the least of the disciples, but he's also the worst of the sinners.
所以很清楚的我们看见当保罗说以我为榜样的时候他不是说你看我多伟大。
So clearly you can see that when Paul teaches people to follow his example, he's not to say that, look at me, I'm so great.
他不是说我多有能力。
He does not say that, look, I'm so capable.
他不是说我多属灵。
He doesn't say, oh, look at me, I'm so spiritual.
我多成功。
I'm so successful.
不是。
No.
他说你要学我的榜样是学我怎么样被神改变。
So you need to follow my example and see how I was transformed by God.
他要给人看 的这个榜样我们看哥林多前书第十一章第一节。
And let's take a look at 1 Corinthians chapter 11 verse 1 on how Paul shows that he's an example.
这个我们就把保罗的心意我们能够看得非常的明白。
And here we can see Paul's heart.
保罗怎么说啊?
What did Paul say?
他说你们该效法我。
He says, be imitators of me.
但是是像我效法基督一样。
but is as I am of Christ.
你们跟随我的榜样是让主耶稣基督在我的生命当中所显露出神的生命的这个榜样。
So you want to follow my example as Christ is lived out in my life.
所以当保罗在跟提摩太这个比他年轻他带出来的这个牧者给他指示的时候
So when Paul gives instruction to Timothy, this very young pastor that he is mentoring,
他跟他说你也要做众人的榜样。
So he tells him, you also need to be an example.
你的榜样就是要让这些被你带、被你关照、被你牧养的人能够看到主耶稣基督的生命。
So you, for the people that Timothy is shepherding and leading, Paul is teaching him that he needs to set an example for them so that they can see Christ.
记不记得我们在提摩太前书第三章的时候我们讲到牧人的事情。
Do you remember when we talked about the topic of shepherding in chapter 3 of 1 Timothy?
在教会里面做牧者的、做长老的、做监督的是教会的带领人。
So the overseers and the pastors and the elders of the church are the people that lead the church.
但是带领的意思就是做榜样。
But the meaning of leading is to be an example.
带领的意思不是指示人。
Leading does not mean to command people.
或是控制人。
Or to control people.
是你要以身作则。
But you need to lead by example.
这就是为什么之前当我跟弟兄姐妹们分享的时候说神给我们做牧人的呼召是一个非常非常崇高的呼召。
And this is why when I shared with you that this calling is a very high calling.
不是因为它地位很崇高。
And it's not because this position or this role is high.
事实上这个地位非常卑微的。
In reality, actually, this position and role is actually lowly.
因为服侍神的人是要服侍，也是服侍人的人。
Because those that serve God are ones that also serve man.
主耶稣基督说，我是一个仆人的样式。
Jesus himself says, I come as a servant.
所以你们也要做一个仆人的样式。
So you also need to be servants.
所以带领的意思就是要负责任的意思，也就是要服侍人的意思。
So leading means that you need to take up the responsibility and you also need to serve others.
但是你要做人的榜样。
But you also need to be an example for others.
这个非常困难。
This is very difficult.
有些人
there are others.
他们服侍在教会里面服侍。
And they serve in the church.
他们很谦卑。
They're very humble.
他们称自己为主仆。
They call themselves
servant of God.
Servant
of the living God.
Servant of the living God.
这个是谦虚还是骄傲?
Is this being humble or is this being arrogant?
我如果在神的面前我说神啊你我只是你的一个仆人。
If I come before God and say to him that I am just a servant,
那他是谦卑。
Then he is servant. Sorry, then he is humble.
我如果在弟兄姐妹们面前说我是你的仆人，我因为服侍神在你的面前服侍你，那是谦卑。
So if a servant of God comes to you and say, I serve you because I serve God, then that's being humble.
可是我也可以说，你知道我是代表神的人。
But he can also say, oh, I represent God.
我是神的仆人耶。
I am God's servant.
我代表神。
I represent God.
我讲的话就是神的话。
What I say is God's word.
好像不太谦卑了。
Then it doesn't seem very humble.
是不是?
Is that so?
借由神的高尚变成你自己的高尚。
You use the authority of God as your authority.
我绝对不会称自己为主仆。
I would never consider myself a godly servant or servant of the living God.
I will not use that title. 我不会用那个作为我自己的称呼。
I would never use that title.
但是在神面前服侍这个心态是完完全全绝对必要的。
But you have to have this attitude when you serve God.
不但是神的仆人，也是神的群羊的仆人。
Not only are you a servant of God, but you're also a servant of the a flock that God has given you.
所以我们要对这个做榜样有一个概念。
So we need to have a clear understanding of what it means to be an example.
神的要求是他的牧者做群羊的榜样。
So God's requirement for leaders or shepherds is to be an example to the sheep.
可是为什么牧者要做群羊的榜样呢？
But why does a shepherd need to be an example?
模范生是做什么的？
What do model students do?
是不是让神可以在你肩膀上拍一拍说你真是棒？
Is it because...They can have someone pat themselves on the back and say, oh, you're good.
是不是让我们说哇那个学生真是太棒了品德真好功课真好我们真是羡慕。
Is it because so that you could say, oh, wow, that's such a great student. We want to be like him.
你看那个人他是属神的人啊。
Oh, look at that person. He is a spiritual person.
他多么的属灵啊。
He is so spiritual.
跟我没关系。
But I have nothing to do with that person. No.
因为神的心意是要我们做人的榜样。当神说我在你们当中要给你们放榜样的时候，神就是说你们要去学。
Because God's heart is that when He places people that are examples before us, we need to follow them and learn from them.
因为神说这一些是我认为对你来说是好的一件事情。
Because God is saying that this is something that is beneficial for you.
这是我要你们经历的好的事情。
This is something that I want you to experience.
这是我要所有属于我的众子民都要经历的好的事情。
This is what I want for all of my people to experience.
你们要来认识我。
You need to come to know me.
你要来经历我。
You need to experience me.
You need to come to know me.
You need to come to know me.
You need to come to experience me. 你要因为我的生命在你的生命当中看见你生命的改变。
So through my life and my transformation can lead you your transformation.
因为这一切都是重要的所以我给你立个榜样你可以去学。
Because this is what's important so I put this example in your midst.
所以既然神的心意是要在他的教会里面设立榜样。
So if it is God's heart to place an example before us,
这也代表了神对他的教会的心意就是他要我们去学这个榜样。
So then it is God's heart for us to learn from the examples that he has provided for us.
对不对?
Is it so?
那我们现在来看我们看到了为什么神给我们做榜样？神为什么神要让我们有榜样
？So we already talked about why is there an example?
我们也看到了这个为什么这个榜样是要怎么样子的来形成
？And also how was it?
Why there needs to be examples and how we need to understand the fact that God wants us to have examples.就是为了要我们能够学习。
It's a lesson for us to learn.
我们现在回到第十二节。
Let us return to verse 12.
第十二节开始的时候，保罗说：“不可叫人小看你年轻。”
And in the beginning of this verse, it says, "Let no one despise you for your youth."
很多时候，我们读这一节经文
，And a lot of times when we read this verse,
我们用这个经文来鼓励教会的年轻人。
And we use this verse to encourage the young people in our church.
我们鼓励这些青少年。
And we encourage the youth in our church.
不要让人小看你年轻。
Don't let others see you, despise you for being young.
要做众信徒的榜样。
And you need to be an example among the others.
这些年轻人十几岁的坐在那边。
So all these teenagers sitting there.
我要为我的父母，为我的祖父母做榜样。
I need to be an example to my parents and to my grandparents.
我要学习圣属灵的功课。
I need to learn these spiritual lessons.
这是给他们一个鼓励。
It's an encouragement to them.
但是圣经里面是这样子讲吗？
But is that what the Bible is teaching?
如果是这样讲的话，这一节经文只要给那青少年听就好了。
So if that is so, then this verse just only applies to the youth.
我们如果不是青少年，就跟我没关系了，太好了。
Then if I'm not youth, then it doesn't has nothing to do with me.
所以我们看圣经的时候，我们要看得清楚。
So when we look at the Bible, we have to be clear about it.
然后我们需要了解的正确。
We have to understand it correctly.
这是很重要的原则。
It's a very important principle.
所以我们要看保罗写给提摩太这个书信的时候是什么时候写的？是在什么样的文化里面所写的
？So when we look at this letter, we need to understand the context and what the background and about the author and the setting of this letter.
保罗跟提摩太当然是在第一世纪的人。
So Paul and Timothy, of course, are people from the first century.
他们是有犹太人文化背景的人。
And they're from Jewish culture.
所以当他们说年轻的时候，这个对他们来讲，跟我们现在可能对年轻的看法可能不太一样。
So when they talk about youth or being young, it's different from our perspective what young is.
对他们第一世纪的犹太人来讲
，to the first century Jew,
基本上
，basically,
四十岁以下的人是年轻。
Everyone under 40 is considered young.
也就是说，四十岁以上的人就是。
So in other words, if you're above 40,
成熟
you are mature,
老练
experienced,
有智慧
full of wisdom,
然后老了人
and the elderly.
这是 John MacArthur 说的。
This is the words of John MacArthur.
所以四十岁对他们的这个年纪来讲是一个分水岭。
So the age, the 40 years of age is the differentiator.
所以当保罗在跟提摩太讲的时候，你可以想象提摩太是保罗在以弗所设立的什么牧人呢
？So here we can see, well, Timothy is the shepherd that Paul has established in the church of Ephesus.
他不是一个十几岁的小伙子，没经验，没有这个没受训练的人。
So he's not an inexperienced young teenager that's not been trained.
多半人认为他至少也有三十多岁了。
A lot of people actually scholars believe that he's at least 30.
我想我们能够了解这个。
So we can understand this.
事实上，三十多岁的人也是算是年轻的人。
Actually, people that are 30 years age are actually still pretty young.
我知道。二十岁的人不认为三十岁是年轻。
I know people in their 20s don't consider people in their 30s young.
我知道我们自己三十多岁的人也不认为自己年轻。
And we know that we, for people that are in their 30s don't think that they're young.
不过我可以跟你讲。
But I can tell you.
我自己也是这样想了。
This is my thoughts as well.
但是呢，我可以跟你讲，就是当你变成四十岁的时候。
But I can tell you when you reach the age 40.
你看那三十岁的人。
When you see people in their 30s,
他们真是年轻。
You'll say, "Wow, they're really young."
然后你也会自己说，我三十岁的时候真的是什么事都不懂。
And then you'll also say that, "Oh, when I was in my 30s, I actually really didn't know anything."
我好像是去年过四十岁生日。
I just passed 40 last year.
所以我已经老了。
So I'm actually old.
所以，但是我们，所以重点不是年纪。弟兄姐妹
，But the main point is not age.
在第十二节里面，重点不是年纪。
In verse 12, the main point is not you.
重点是什么
？What is the point?
重点是不要叫人小看你。
The main point is let no one despise you.
因为你想想看，保罗是一个有思想的人。
So if you think about it, Paul is someone with reasoning and logic.
难道他对一个年轻的人有什么偏见吗？
Would he have certain prejudices against people that are young?
就是因为你年纪轻，所以我就讨厌你。
Oh, because you're young, then I don't like you.
一定是因为你年轻，所以你的人格不好。
Or because you're young, then you don't have good character.
你年纪轻，所以你不会做事。
You're young, so you're not capable of doing anything.
不是因为年轻的关系，别人会小看。
And it's not because you're young that people despise you.
但是保罗是说，你不要让人小看，因为你年轻是什么意思？
But what does he mean by saying, let no one despise you for your youth?
当一个年轻人，比较年轻的人
，when a certain young person
开始接受了责任
，start to have responsibilities，
或者是有人给了他责任，让他去做事
，or people have given this young person。Responsibility.
你做的事情是不是负责任？是不是做得好？是不是脚踏实地？这个是让人可以评论的。
So if you are responsible or if you are diligent in what you do, this is what how people judge you.
今天提摩太如果没有在教会里面负担了这个重大的责任，没有人会管他年轻或不年轻，没有人会小看他。
If Timothy didn't take up this responsibility of leading this church. Then no one would despise him for his
但是今天因为他承受了这个责任
But because he has carried on and taken on this responsibility,
人家就可以说你年纪轻，所以你不能负这个责任。
So then people can judge him and say that he's young, he can't take on this responsibility.
你年纪轻轻的，你凭什么？
You're so young. What makes you think you can take this on?
你的学识经历不够。
You don't have enough experience.
你整个人的人格可能都还没定下来。
Your character has not been established.
你心还浮浮躁躁的。
You're still
You're not settled in your mind.
You're not settled in your mind.
你讲话可以出尔反尔。
You can go back on your word.
因为你整个人没有定下来。
Because you haven't settled in your character.
但是那是因为你已经开始负责任了，才会被人批评。
But you will be criticized when you take on certain responsibilities.
这一点很重要，弟兄姐妹们。
This is very important, brothers and sisters.
这个不只是给我们年轻的这个青少年的一个鼓励和劝勉。
So this is not just an encouragement to our youth.
这是一个我们在二十多岁刚出社会的这个年轻人的一个鼓励和劝勉。
So this is an encouragement and admonishment to the people that are in their 20s.
这是一个我们在三十多岁开始成家立业的人的一个鼓励和劝勉。
This is also an encouragement to the people in their 30s as they're starting new families.
这也是当我们在四五十岁的时候，我们的事业可能已经有成了，然后孩子也渐渐成长的时候，我们也是要学习。这也是我们的一个鼓励和劝勉。
This is also an example and an encouragement for those that are in their 40s with established careers and their with grown children.
这也是一个我们六十岁、七十岁或者是八十岁、九十岁的老人们、退休的人的一个劝勉和鼓励。
This is also an encouragement for those of you that maybe are in their 60s, 70s, and 80s that have retired.
因为重点不是年纪。
Because the main point and the emphasis is not on age.
重点是不要让人小看你。
The main point is don't let others despise you.
但是呢，因为我们在神的面前都有一个责任。
We all have a responsibility and a duty before God.
是什么责任呢？
What is that responsibility?
我们要做人的榜样。
We need to be an example.
神的心意是我们在人的面前做一个榜样。神说这是你们的责任，你们要在这上面负责。
So God is saying that you need to be an example, and this you need to take on the responsibility to be an example.
你不要让人说你怎么可以负责呢？你凭什么
？Don't let others say that. Oh, who are you to set an example?
你年纪轻，你不懂事，浮浮躁躁的，你做不了事，成不了大器。
Oh, you're so young. You're not capable of doing anything. You can't be. You can't do anything.
你们三四十岁的人，小孩子才刚生，你的人生到底是要经历什么样的困难和？换了你们还不了解，你们还是这个理想派的。
So you're in your 30s. Oh, don't let other people say that. Oh, you have young families. You have young children. You haven't been established yet. You're inexperienced.
你们五六十岁的人，你们就在等着退休，然后拿退休金。所以呢，你们这个做事情、想事情的方法都是好像只要坐着等的人，那个给你供奉，你就好人，你就。所以你的看法出发点是错误的。
Or if you're in your 50s and 60s, you're waiting for retirement, your perspective may be just to sit and wait, and people may despise you for that.
你六十多岁退休了以后，七八十岁在教会里面，让人家说，你不要让人家小看说，你们这些是落后的啦，你们的想法，你们的做事方式是上个时代、古代的事情，我们现在的人哪有人这样子想？
Or if in your 50s or your 60s, don't let other people say that, oh, you're old-fashioned, you do things differently, very old-fashioned. Don't let other people despise you for that.
这不是神说你要为自己争口气。
And this is not to say that, oh, you need to...
争口气。It's not that God wants you to say just, yeah, fend for yourself. Okay. Have some self-dignity. 不是。神说你要在众人面前为我做一个榜样。
But God here is saying that before others, you need to set an example for me.
你不管你是年轻还是年老。
Not whether you're young or old.
不管你是男是女。
Whether you're male or female.
你要让神的生命借着你的生活显露出来。这是人的，你要为人做榜样。
You need to be an example to others by showing Christ in your life.
你不要怕做榜样。
Don't be afraid to be an example.
你不要怕负责任。
And don't be afraid to take on responsibility.
但是你做事情的时候，你过生活的时候，好好的做，好好的过。
And when you live and when you serve, just do it well.
这是神的心意。
That's the heart of God.
那保罗接下来讲到五点，我们特别要注意的。
And Paul later on talks about these 5 points.
我们要怎么样子在人的面前做榜样呢？
Now, how do we be a good example to others?
我们要在哪些方面为人做榜样？
And in what areas should we be examples?
他提到五点。
And he talks about 5 points.
言语、行为、爱心、信心和清洁上。
You need to set an example in speech, in conduct, in love, in faith, and in purity.
当圣经上面给我们指示的时候,
when the Bible gives us instruction,
特别是他有介绍一系列的, 名词的时候,
especially when it talks about certain terms in sequence,
不但这些词句它本身有意义，它的顺序也有意义。
Not only do these areas have meaning, but the sequence in which they are listed have meaning.
神要我们注意的是什么?
What does God want to pay attention to?
你看, 它的顺序是这样子的。
So it is in this order.
是从人对你的第一首先的印象来看你在人的面前要做榜样, 一直延伸到你心里面你的本质, 你的性格, 这个人要花时间才对你有了解的, 这是循序渐进的, 都要做人的榜样。
So in this, the sequence is from the first impression, outwardly expressions to the inner things of the heart needs to show an example to others, needs time for people to know you.
当我们认识人的时候,
when we come to know a person,
当我们第一次跟一个人来认识的时候,
when we come to meet someone for the first time, we would have an impression of them.
就是这个人口中所说的话,
and we will have an impression by what the person says.
你看他的言语,
and in here it says in speech.
你说什么话，你怎么说话, 是人对你第一个印象, 是不是?
So the first impression would be what you say and how you say it.
从最开始的这个起点, 我们就要注意我们的生命。
So from this, the beginning, we need to pay attention to how we live.
各位看见了没? 我们从我们的言语, 然后呢, 是我们的行为,
and from speech, then follows our conduct.
我怎么做事情?
How do I do certain things?
我站有没有站相, 我坐有没有坐相, 甚至?
Do I
have proper even to the extent of not just conduct, but how do we carry ourselves with respect to our postures when we're with people? Okay. 然后呢, 讲到我们的爱心,
then it talks about our love.
你认识人, 你两分钟之内不知道这个人有没有爱心。
If you meet someone for just 2 minutes, you won't know if this person has love or not.
但是可能半个钟头,一个小时之后, 如果你有需要, 你可以真诚地感觉到这个人对你是不是一个有爱心的人。
But then after some time, after you get to know this person, then you get to have a good feel of whether this person has have love or not.
一个人有信心与否?
What about if a person has faith or not?
你要经年累月的去对这个人的生活有认识，你才知道他是不是真的有信心。
And it takes a long time to get to know a person in order for you to know if the person has faith or not.
一个人心灵里面是清洁不清洁。
Or if a person is pure in heart,
你怎么看得见呢?
How do you see that?
我们的内心,这个最深层的这个洁净与否, 我们自己可能都摸不清, 更绝对是不会让人家知道的。
Our innermost thoughts and inside our heart, if we're pure or not, sometimes we don't even know ourselves. How can we allow others to see if we're pure?
这是平常不显明,隐藏不显露的事情。
And this is something that is hidden and it's not revealed to others.
可是神说你要做榜样,
but God says here, set an example.
你不要让人小看,
don't let others despise you.
你在人的面前, 从你的言语、行为、爱心、信心, 甚至到你心里面洁净与否, 这一切你都要做人的榜样。
So whether if it's in speech, in conduct, in love, in faith, and in purity, all of these things you need to set an example to others.
这是第一点。
That's the first point.
就是我们是循序渐进，一个人从一开从起点到末了，我们在人的面前都要有一致的生活。So that's point number one, is that the example we need to set for people starts from the moment we represent ourselves in our speech all the way down to the last part of our heart. 这是第一点。第二点。
The second point.
神要我们做榜样的时候，神要我们是里外如一的做榜样。
So when God wants us to set an example, it needs to be outwardly and inwardly.
We need to be consistent, both inwardly and outwardly. 很多人看这一节经文的时候，他们说：“你看，言语跟行为是我们外在的表现，爱心、信心跟清洁是我们内在的想法。”
So when a lot of people read this verse, they can say that in speech and in conduct is what we represent outside, and in love and faith and purity is what we have on the inside.
这个听起来也有一点道理。
Oh, when you hear this, this makes sense.
但是呢，不尽这个不是完全的正确。
But it is not 100% accurate.
为什么呢？
Why?
圣经上面告诉我们说，从一个人的内心，从是我们人所说的话语是从内心而发出来的。
Because a person, what comes out of a person's mouth comes from the inside, from the heart.
我们所讲的话，
what we say,
我们所用的语句。
The verbiage that we use
是要代表我们的人格
is to represent our character.
是不是？
Is that true?
否则的话，我们就表里不如一了，我们就是假冒为善的人了。
Or else then we would be hypocrites.
所以当神告诉我们在言语上面要做人榜样的时候，这个言语是我们内在的实质，用我们的言语做外在的表达出来，这是表里如一，里外合一的一个表现。
So when it says to be set an example, it's coming from the inside to...
The words that we speak is the outward expression of the heart that we have inwardly. 我们来看两节圣经，以弗所书第四章第二十九节。
Let's take a look at Ephesians chapter 4, verse 29. Let no corrupting talk come out of your mouths, but only such as is good for building up, as fits the occasion, that it may give grace to those who hear.
真正叫人得益处的事情是属乎生命的事情。
Those that are words that are for building up is what benefits others.
Yeah, those words that benefit others are words that brings life. 所以圣经告诉我们说，不要讲污秽的言语。为什么？因为你心中没有污秽。
So when the scripture says, "Don't let corrupt talk come out of your mouth," it's because in your heart there is no corruption.
你要随时说造就人的好话，因为你随时是为了别人的益处。你在跟他们说话，你要建造他们。
And when you use the words that build up, it's because inside you want to be able to benefit others and help build them up.
这是反映你内心的实际。
This is a reflection of what's inside yourself.
在行为上面，我们要做人的榜样，也是要里外如一。
So also in conduct, it needs to be consistent from the inside to outside.
我敬重人。
I respect others.
我对人客客气气的。
I am respectable to others.
你有礼貌。
I'm polite.
I have good manners.
Good manners.
这不是因为我这样的话呢，我就会有好的人缘了。
I don't do these things because I will make good relations with people.
不是因为这样的话，万一到时候我从这边这个人的身上想要得到一些好处，他们会比较喜欢我，会愿意接受我的要求。
And it's not because maybe I act this way because I want to gain something from them.
世界上的人就是这样子啊。
But the people of the world do this.
所以这个行为不是讲到外在的行为，而是讲到你的这个行为是不是反映出你内心的实际。
So this conduct is not just from the outside, but it is what comes from what's really inside your heart.
我敬重我公司里面的老板。
I respect the boss that I have in my workplace.
不是因为他是一个什么特别好的人。
Not because he's a typical good person.
因为神要我对我的老板有敬重的心态。
But because God wants me to be respectable and respect my boss.
我对一个跟我不同人种的人，我敬重他们，我对他们有礼貌。
And I want to respect and have and be polite to people that are of different race than I am.
我跟一个中国人讲话，我是礼礼貌貌、客客气气的。
I am very polite when I speak to other Chinese people.
我跟黑人讲话也是礼礼貌貌、客客气气。
I am also very polite when I.
我跟墨西哥人也是礼礼貌貌、客客气气，也可以跟他做朋友。
And I'm also very friendly and very polite.
为什么
？Why？
因为我的内心当中，我对他们有相爱的心。
Because in my heart, I have love for these people.
我知道神跟我说，世上所有的一切的人都是神所造的。
Because God says to me that everyone in this world is created by our God.
都是神所爱护的。
And they are, they, God loves them all.
所以很自然的，我的行为就能够表现出来。
So it's very natural for my heart to display this type of conduct.
所以言语跟行为不是只是外在的一个表现，是外在要这个表现要代表我们内心的思想。
So this speech and this conduct needs to represent what we, what's on the inside.
第三是爱心。
And third is love.
爱心在圣经里面多半所翻译的这个原文是 agape.
And love in the scripture is often used by is off the original often used by agape, the Greek word.
这个爱是一个牺牲的爱。
And this love is a selfless love.
不是只是讲到一个情感或者是讲到感觉而已的爱。
So this love is not just emotions or feelings.
什么叫做牺牲的爱？
What is a selfless and sacrificial love?
牺牲的爱是有行为的，有行动的爱，对不对？
And sacrificial love has actions.
我因为爱你，我愿意不做我自己想做的事情，而去迁就你的需要。
Because I love you, I don't want to do the things that I enjoy, but I'm looking out for your needs.
Baby 刚生出来，晚上整夜不睡觉。
When a baby is first born, they don't go to sleep at night.
谁起来去看那个 baby?
Who gets up in the middle of the night to take care of the baby?
每个人都装睡。
Everybody pretends to be asleep.
没有听到。
I didn't hear it.
要等到另外一个人起来去弄 baby。
We wait until the other person wakes up.
没有爱。
That's not love.
可是呢，我已经累得不得了了。
But I'm so tired.
今天工作在公司里又被老板骂得狗血淋头。
And I've been scolded by my boss.
然后回家来，太太饭菜这个菜又做得不好，因为太忙了。
And I come home and the food, the dinner on the table is not.
好不容易睡觉了。
Oh, finally fallen asleep.
Baby 又在哭了。
And baby cries again.
哎呀，可是太太真的是很辛苦带 baby。
But the wife is really tired from taking care of the baby.
我因为爱她。
But because I love my wife,
我就起来去弄 baby.
I will wake up and take care of the baby.
这是一个爱的表现。
That's an expression of love.
这是真爱。
That is true.
对不对？这不是一个感觉。
It's not a feeling.
太太，我很爱你。
Oh, wife, I love you.
你可以去弄一下 baby 啊。
Oh, can you go and take care of the baby?
那不是爱。
That's not love.
圣经里面的爱是牺牲的爱，也就是有行动的爱。
The love that is talked about in the Bible is a true love and a sacrificial love.
如果只是心里面有一种感觉，情感上面的爱，这个不是真爱。
If it's a love that just has emotions and feelings, that is not true love.
所以当圣经上面跟我们讲，在爱心上面有榜样的时候，是我们内心的感觉，包括我们外在的行为，是不是？
So in this verse, when it talks about being an example in love, it's something from the inside that is displayed outwardly.
你们看见这个一贯的这个。原则了吗?
Do you see that all of these in relation to one another?
信心是什么?
What is faith?
我是一个有信心的人。
I'm a person that has faith.
我是一个很好的基督徒。
I am a good Christian.
我永远不会放弃我的信心。
I'll never give up my faith.
谁知道你有没有真信心啊?
Who would know that if you have true faith or not?
只是讲到我们内在的信心吗?
Is it just talking about the faith that comes from within?
No. 因为圣经上面很清楚地告诉我们。
But scripture clearly tells us,
我们如果看以弗所书,
if we look at Ephesians,
我们如果看罗马书,
if we look at Romans,
我们如果看雅各书,
if we look at James,
我们就可以知道, 对神的信心是在我们的行为上面能够看见的。
And we'll see that the faith is represented by our actions.
亚伯拉罕是信心之父。
Abraham is the father of faith.
他是信心的榜样模范。
He is the role model for faith.
那圣经怎么说啊?
What did the scripture say?
为什么他是我们的榜样?
Why is he our example?
是不是因为他常常宣布我是属于神的人?
Is it because he proclaims that he belongs to God?
是不是因为他常常祷告读经?
Is it because he prays often and reads God's word? No.
圣经上说, 当神要求亚伯拉罕把他的儿子献上,杀了献给神的时候, 亚伯拉罕愿意顺服。
It's because when God tells him to sacrifice his only son Isaac, he submitted and obeyed.
他为什么敢把他的孩子献在这个祭坛上面?
Why would he be willing to put Isaac on the altar?
因为他知道神是一个爱的神。
Because he knows that God is a God of love.
他知道神是一个生命的神。
He knows that God is a God of life.
所以他的信心告诉他说, 如果神要求我把我的孩子献在祭坛上, 神一定能够使这个孩子复活。
So he knows that since God is a God of life, as when he sacrifices Isaac, he knows that God can resurrect and bring him back to life. So his faith was represented by his actions. Of course, we're not at that level of faith like Abraham. But how do we represent, how do we have faith in representing in actions in our life?
当我们在生命当中遇见苦难的时候,
when we're facing a difficulty in our life,
可能是经济上面的需要,
maybe in a financial crisis,
可能是家人的健康上面的需要,
or certain people in our family have health issues,
可能自己的事业或者是自己的学业受到了非常严重的打击或困扰的时候,
maybe you have difficulties in your career or in your studies.
我们那个时候我们是怨天尤人对神埋怨吗?
Do we blame God?
Yeah, do we blame God and start to complain to Him? 然后我们就转身离开神呢?
And we turn around and leave God?
我们就说我们没有信心了。
And we say, oh, we don't have faith?
还是我们在那个时候我们转眼定睛在神的身上,神啊, 我有需要求你来拯救我。
Or do we put our focus and our gaze upon God and trust in Him to lead us out of this difficulty?
不但是跟神求,我有这个信心,神啊, 这是我生命上面的一个风暴,但是你是一个安慰我的神,你是一个供应我的神,这个风暴必在你的掌管当中,你的保护当中,一切的难关我都可以度过。
But you put your trust in God and saying that He is a God that is in control and that you trust in Him that He would take you out of all difficulties in your life.
然后在其中并且还能够喜乐。
And also in the midst of this, you can still have joy.
还可以借着我们所遭受的苦难去安慰别人。
And the experiences that you've had in this difficulty, you can encourage and comfort other people.
这就是一个内在的信心能够在外在的一个落实。
So this is the representation of faith in your outward conduct.
最后这个圣经上面所讲的清洁是什么?
Lastly, what does it mean by impurity?
这个清洁讲到的不是要天天洗澡或换衣服。
And this purity does not talk about that you just need to bathe every day and change a new set of clothes.
当然这不是讲这个。
It's not talking about that.
讲到的是我们内在的是一个道德上面的清洁。
It is talking about moral purity.
更具体的来讲是讲到两性关系上面的一个道德上面的清洁。
It's also talking about the relation between male and
female. The sexual impurities. Among men and women. 这几件事情在一个教会里面做带领的人首先是最重要的。
So this is very important for the leaders of the church.
在话语上面、行为上面、爱人的心上面和行为上面、信心的坚持上面，还有这个男人跟女人之间的这个关系、情感的关系上面，要能够尽守自洁，然后要为人做榜样。
So the leaders of the church need to set an example in speech, in conduct, in love, in faith, and also in sexual purity.
但是不只是这些做带领的人要有这样的榜样，众弟兄姐妹属于神的儿女都要有如此的榜样。
But this is not only for the leaders of the church, but every believer that is in the church needs to be an example.
这一切的事情是我们每日生活当中我们都要碰到的事情。
And these are all areas that we will touch in our daily lives.
不要觉得这个性的这个关系上面，这个只是一个男人的问题，女人也是会碰到这样的问题。
And don't think that sexual purity only happens to men, but also to women as well.
常常在美国做父母的，他们都要提醒他们的女儿。
A lot of parents in America today have to remind their daughters.
你要小心啊。
You have to be careful.
那个男孩子要约你出去。
This boy wants to take you out on a date.
要做你的男朋友。
He wants to be your boyfriend.
你要注意一件事情。
You need to be aware of one thing.
他要的是你的身体。
What he wants is your body.
你知道为什么父亲会这样子跟孩子这样讲吗？
Do you know why fathers would tell their children that?
因为父亲自己是过来人。
Because fathers have experience in that.
这个世上就是这个样子。
And this is how it is.
但是我们作为神的儿女，我们要控制我们的思想。
But as God's children, we need to control our thoughts. We need to ask God to purify us. As brothers and sisters in the church, we need to love each other. But we need to have a love that is pure. Guys and girls shouldn't always be touching, feeling, and hugging each other all the time. But you know what I mean. It's not just...touching here and there.
对女人来讲呢，这个性上面的关系，或者是这个道德的洁净，是不是一样同等的重要？
Is it just as important for
a woman? 可能你不是在这个肉体上面的需求，但是你是情感上面的需求，你开始去找别的男人。
Maybe it's not the needs of the flesh, but maybe it's an emotional need that you go out to seek another man.
家里面丈夫不跟你讲话。
At home, your husband does not talk to you.
不了解你的心情。
He doesn't understand your feelings and your thoughts.
Facebook 上面突然看到多年不见的老同学出现了。
Oh, on Facebook, you come to meet someone from your past.
你发现这个人对你蛮关心的。
And you realize, oh, this person has interest in you.
今天跟丈夫吵架了。
So you have an argument with your husband.
就跟这个朋友说，哎呀，今天我心情不好，因为跟丈夫吵架了。
And then you confide in this person that you've went into contact on Facebook. And then this person comforts you.
结果呢，渐渐的，这个男人比你的丈夫还更亲密啊。
Then as time goes on, this person that you've come in contact with Facebook becomes more intimate than your husband.
这种事情发不发生呢？
Does this kind of stuff happen?
发生太多了。
Frequently.
所以，如果我们属于神的儿女。
So if we belong to God,
我们知道神有给我们一个托付
and we know that God has given us this instruction or
God has entrusted us this responsibility. 要做人的榜样
We need to be an example to others.
为了神的缘故做人的榜样
For God's sake, we need to be an example.
因为人在看我们呢。
Because other people are watching us.
我们有没有在言语、行为、爱心、信心跟清洁上面不断的被神借着圣灵而改变？
Are we continuously being transformed in these areas in speech and conduct, in love and faith and impurity by God?
最后，我跟弟兄姐妹们一个鼓励，彼此的一个鼓励。
So lastly, I just want to encourage each other.Have mutual encouragement.
不是只是对你的鼓励，这是对我自己的鼓励。
Not only to encourage you, but to also encourage myself.
不要怕做人的榜样。
Don't be afraid to be an example to others.
我们谦虚。
We need to be humble.
我们知道我们做不到。
We know that we cannot.
We know it's very hard to do.
It's difficult.
我们知道我们做不好。
And we know we can't do it well.
保罗也知道啊。
Paul knows that as well.
但是他说你们要学习我。
But he says, learn from me.
我们愿我们在神的面前有这样子的一个心态。
We pray that we have this type of attitude
and heart before God. 神啊，我不完全。
God, I'm not complete.
但是当你不断地在我的生命当中在做工，当我的灵命增长成熟，当我感受了到了你的大能的时候，我愿意把这个显明在众人的面前。
But as I continue to grow and as I continue to allow God to change me and work in me, I want to show and be an example and to others.
不要怕做不好。
Don't be afraid that you won't do it well.
因为讲明了我们一定做不好。
Because it's clear that we can't do it well.
神也知道我们做不好。
And God also knows that we won't do it well.
但是神要我们在一起，在他的教会里面，我们彼此学习，彼此包容，彼此做榜样。
But God wants us in the church to be encouraging to one another and to be an example to one another.
年轻也好，年长也好。
Whether if you're young or old.
男的也好，女的也好。
Whether if you're male or female.
神要我们做榜样。
God wants us to be an example.
神要我们负责任。
And God wants us to be responsible.
都能够互相学习，因为我们都是对方的模范生。
Because we are all learning from each other, and we're all being the model students for each other.
我们一起祷告。
Let us pray.
天父，我们感谢你今天早晨赐给我们你自己的话语。
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord, that this morning that you've given us your word.
天父，我们感谢你，因为你 虽然是一个公义圣洁的神，
Lord, we thank you because although you are a holy and just God,
你还是那位有恩典、有怜悯、有忍耐的神。
But you are also a God that is full of mercy and grace, and you are a forgiving God.
主，你要我们借着我们的生命的改变，在众人面前做榜样。
And you want us to have our transformed lives be an example set before others.
你要我们在言语、行为、爱心跟信心上面做众人的榜样。
And you want us to set the example in speech and in conduct and in love and in faith to others.
主，我们害怕，因为我们做不到。But
Lord, we are afraid because we know that we're not able to do it.
主，我们害怕，因为我们怕被别人小看。
And we're afraid because we will be despised by others.
但是求主你的话语亲自的来鼓励我们，来鼓舞我们。But
may your words be the encouragement to us.
既然这是你给我们的心意，我们就愿意去做，我们就愿意去学。Because
if this is your heart, we are willing to learn and we are willing to do it.
求主你借着你的恩典赐给我们教会弟兄姐妹们能够有如此的看见。May
you grant us the grace to allow us to understand this.
激励我们。
Encourage us.
让我们能够一同朝着前面的这个属灵的道路，成圣的道路能够奔跑。
So that we can run this race.
我们能够彼此的包容。
So that we can forgive one another.
彼此的勉励。
And encourage one another.
让我们教会在这个世上真的能够做盐做光。
So that our church can really be the salt and the light into this world.
愿你的名得着荣耀。
May your name be glorified.
这样祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
May we pray all this in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.